Well, we're heading into the second last weekend of summer. Fall officially arrives on the 22nd. Even though we have seen temperatures hit 29 and 30 this week in Regina and Moose Jaw, it cannot stop the days from shortening up as they are. The sun is down and it's dark by pretty much 8 o'clock in the evenings now, and the leaves are turning their fall colors slowly but surely. And hate to say it, I saw Christmas decorations a few weeks ago in Costco, and now I hear Walmart has got all the Christmas sections set up as well, too. I haven't even bought the Halloween candy they set out the beginning of August yet. I can't be thinking about Christmas. No way. Too soon. If you are feeling like maple bugs have overcome your household, you may want to stick around for Garden Talk host Rick Van Dyvendyke. He's here a little later on this morning after the 6:30 news ahead of his big show on Sunday. He's going to join me with tips on how to win the battle over maple bugs and also share how it may or may not be too much watering this time of the year for some of your plants. He'll talk about that again just after the 6:30 news. We got a busy morning here because tomorrow could be the busiest day ever for the Real District. And Real CEO Rick Bennett is going to stop by after the 7 o'clock news to help us navigate the traffic Olympics. Many will be going through over the Real District this weekend, and he'll provide a few tips too on how, if you're going to Keith Urban, the Rider Game, the Cooperator Center, the Psychic Fair, maybe all of the above, it's going to be parking mayhem at Real District. So we'll get into some of the ideas from the Real District and how you might overcome your aggravation. But yeah, 9 o'clock Farmers Market tomorrow morning there. They got the Psychic Fair at the Trade Center at 10. U of R Cougars men's hockey team is playing in the Cooperator Center at 5, of course, the Riders and the Alouettes. And then Keith Urban in concert, 6 o'clock. The doors open at the Brand Center, and the show starts at 7. So there's a lot of crossover, and you're going to have to plan a ride because parking will be at a premium, and it's going to be a gong show. But we'll try to make some sense of it all with the Real District after the 7 o'clock news. Hey, don't forget Sunday, too. The Terry Fox Run is coming up. Registration in front of the T.C. Douglas Building, 11 a.m. Walk will start at noon on Sunday, and perhaps I'll see you tonight if you're going to the Globe Theater Gala. Looking forward to going there tonight. Globe Theater has completely wrapped up all the reconstruction now. It's taken 5 years, but it's all said and done, and they want to celebrate this weekend. You can find details of their gala tonight and the open house they're having tomorrow and Sunday on their website, globetheaterlive.com. Heather Irvin from Globe was on the show earlier this week, and quite frankly, I think they've got a ton of cool things that you might be interested in doing either tomorrow or Sunday at Globe Theater.
Yeah, most things are free or by donation. We have tours sort of every hour that we're open, so 10 to 4 on Saturday. We also have our architects at P3A are doing an architectural and history tour, so you can really get to know all of those amazing stories and things they found in the walls and all sorts of other things. We also have open rehearsals for the master plan by Michael Healy, and our artistic director, Jennifer Bruin, is directing it. So you get to sit in and see her work. We also have an opportunity for you to come and sit on the main stage on Saturday night, have a cocktail. We'll have some props and set pieces from prior productions that you can, you know, get your photo taken with. We have some scripts if you want to do a scene on stage, have your moment on stage. We have a drag show on Saturday night, and on Sunday there's a Q&A with our artistic and executive directors in our lobby. You can have a drink and ask them any questions you have about the upcoming season, about the building as a whole, or theater in general, whatever you want to ask them.
Heather Irvin at Globe Theater, big open house this weekend. Sounds like they really got it covered. It should be fun. I'll be there tonight for the gala, and tomorrow I'm on location hoping to see you as Ronald McDonald House Charity Saskatchewan is raising $400,000 with the support of $100,000 from a matching donation out of Mosaic. But we're going to be celebrating at the new Ronald McDonald House site here in Regina tomorrow. That's Central Park, corner of 15th Avenue and Scarth. I'll be there at 10. That's where the festivities begin, rain or shine. Lunch is free starting at 11:30, but they've got a lot planned throughout the day. There's going to be a petting zoo set up by Fennec Farms. There's going to be face painting, carnival-style games, some of the mascots like Gainer, K9, and a slew of others like Slider also coming. So join me tomorrow between 10 and 2. Again, Central Park, corner 15th Avenue and Scarth. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Here we go. The weekend has arrived, and the 10-2 Saskatchewan Rough Riders are taking out the Montreal Alouettes, led by McLeod Bethel Thompson. He'll be at the helm tomorrow as they try to stop a five-game slide they've been going through, and given our defense, the way they've been playing, I don't know, that's going to be a monster attack.
On the 2nd and 12.
Yeah, our defense, magnificent. Joining me now, the very magnificent man himself, known as Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Greg?
It's going really well. I just don't know how Montreal even stands a chance as we lead the league in sacks, 34 and counting, and Malik Carney, he leads the team with 7, and he's having a blast. And Belton, I bet you'll be talking about him as your beast by the end of the day tomorrow. I really do.
I'm with you, Greg. You know, the Riders, they've been great all season, right? And, you know, they just, when they bring the pressure, sometimes you don't know who's coming from where and everything. And when they hit you, they cause havoc. And, you know, with this Alouettes team, you know, the one thing, they've been struggling, like you said, a 5-game losing streak. And I definitely got the Riders winning pretty big in this one.
Well, and you look at that defense. Mentioned Malik there leading the way, but he's got 7 sacks. Right behind him, 6 for Micah Johnson. You toss in Shane Ray, Mike Rose, adding to the sack count. There's just so much chaos other teams are experiencing because of this defense. It's pretty incredible that we're living in a time of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders with such a solid defense, right?
It is, and, you know, the guys you mentioned, they're all in, what, the top 10, you know, for that category of sacks. And, you know, when you can get pressure and get sacks the way that they've been doing, you know, in the secondary, they're able to feast a bit as well, right? Because, you know, last week, what, the Riders had 4 interceptions. You know, Tavon Campbell, he's come on strong here. He had 2 interceptions last weekend, you know. Like, it's jiving very well, and I think they could keep this pace going all the way through the season.
Belton, take me into the psyche of the players as a former player yourself here. With a win, they can clinch a playoff spot. They are 10-2. There's lots to play for, but at the same time, when you're at the top like that, do you take it easier because you're coasting a little more, or do you use that, hey, we clinch tomorrow as the main kind of material to get this done?
Well, I think, you know, clinching is the main thing. And the thing is with the Riders, I still don't think we've seen their best, you know, overall as a team. I don't think we've seen that yet. And, you know, you cannot let up in this league. You have to put on more steam, right? It clinch, you got the Stampeder still on your heels there. And because I think the ultimate goal is to, you know, again, just to have that home playoff, which, you know, I'm thinking big picture, right? Have that bye week for playoffs and everything, but you still got the Stamps nipping at the heels a little bit. So they have to keep playing strong, Greg.
34-16, I think the Riders win tomorrow. You?
I got them winning 30-13.
30-13. Okay. What's the NFL game of the weekend to watch for you?
Oh, the NFL game of the week to watch for me? You know, I will say last night was a pretty solid one, but, you know, the one that I'm looking forward to is going to probably be the Bucks and the Texans, the Monday Nighter. And I know it's, you know, that's not a pretty team's plan or anything, but, you know, I just think with the Texans losing last week, I like CJ Stroud and those guys, and that defense is supposed to be humming.
Okay, Belton Johnson, we'll see you on the Green Zone pregame show tomorrow. Okay, buddy, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Well, looks like it's going to be pretty cloudy and occasionally wet weekend here. I know harvest has really been rolling along smoothly over the last week here because of the hot, dry weather, but may come to a standstill for a short time here in some areas as we've already got light rain in Regina. It looks like tomorrow's the best chance for a little more sustained shower activity, but could spoil whatever plans you might have for tomorrow, but Sunday looks better. Lots of football this weekend. Obviously, we have the big game tomorrow, the Riders and Alouettes at 5, and the U of R Rams are one of two remaining undefeated in the CanWest division after a big win in Alberta last week. They head to Vancouver tonight, taking on UBC. The Regina Thunder welcoming the Winnipeg Rifles to Libel Field on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Thunder roll in with a solid 3-1 record. The Rifles at 2-2, and Sunday's also packed the park for Regina Minor Football Day. Just like in past years, the Thunder are going to welcome any players and coaches wearing their team jerseys to watch for free on Sunday. So check it out, reginathunder.ca. And you've heard all morning long here how the word is tomorrow might be one of the busiest days ever on the Real District parking lots there. It's just so much going on. The Farmer's Market, the Psychic Fair, the Cougars over at the Cooperator Center are playing in men's hockey, Rider game, and a sold-out Keith Urban show. Parking will be at a premium, and Rick Bennett from the CEO of the Real District is going to pop by after the 7 o'clock news, give you a few tips on avoiding some traffic chaos there, too. Speaking of Keith Urban, this show is big, and it's great for the Brand Center, and it's other than a few, you know, singles and a few tickets that are resales, it's going to be packed. It's sold out. Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour. He's had 17 number ones of the charts. You can understand why. He's been around for long enough and won Entertainer of the Year numerous occasions. And his new album is really solid. And he's calling this tour, you may not know this, High and Alive Tour for a reason. He's high on life and he's still clean and sober, he said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret. I've been to multiple rehabs. But, you know, coming up on 19 years of sobriety this year.
Congratulations.
It's a great word because it means so many things to different people, different things, yeah, you know, yeah. And it's meant different things to me through my life. It means something different now than it did 19 years ago.
Given the recovery he's been through, what's getting him high now?
Playing on stage. I mean, it always has. Yeah. I mean, that was always my safe place, was being on stage. It was my troubles were off stage. Being on stage was always my really happy place.
It must be a relief for him too. And Urban admits that he came to some mental clarity of his addiction. And it all came crashing down one day. And he credits his wife, Nicole Kidman, for getting him to where he is right now.
All through the years of drinking, doing drugs, all the rest of it, I always had this very specific voice inside of me that goes, one day you're going to come to a crossroads or a fork in the road. It'll be the final one. You're either going to choose to get out of this shit or you're never going to get out of it. Mm. That day is going to come, and it won't be like, well, if you mess it up this time, there'll be next time. There won't be a next time. And you'll know when it comes. This went on for years. And, you know, in 2006, when that happened and my wife called an intervention on me, I knew that was it. I'm like, oh, this is that fork in the road. Here it is.
What a relief.
19 years sober, Keith Urban. And certainly still a main event headliner, because it's going to be packed tomorrow night at the Brand Center. Well, it's nowhere near the greatest health news to be sharing, but the fact remains some healthcare workers are ready to walk off the job. The Saskatchewan Union of Nurses says 53% of them are considering leaving the field because of understaffing, and the province says they're taking their concerns seriously. But man, that's pretty high, 53%. So try not to have any weekend confrontations with any bats, will you? Because there's been a rise in bat bites across the province, and rabies are a concern. And given our overworked nurses, your wait in an ER might be rather exhausting. But seriously, come on now. Saskatoon's chief medical officer is sounding the alarm over an uptick of bat encounters in our province.
We're seeing more bats as a result, more bat bites and scratches, and also more assessments about rabies.
Rabies is pretty serious infection, right, which can be fatal if you leave it untreated. And apparently a lot of people are getting bitten trying to capture a bat because they think it looks so cool. That's how people are getting bit. So stop being such a... Don't handle bats on your own. I haven't seen a bat around Regina in a while, but normally, last time I saw one was last summer, I think, when we were at Wascana Park by the Science Center there. I know in the Science Center they've had bats, but there actually are bats within the city limits here, too. I want to tell you a little about the Terry Fox run on Sunday with the help of Herman Halshoff, who joins me now. And Herman, let's start where we're doing the Terry Fox run on Sunday. Where do you go?
It's right in Wascana Park. We have a 4-kilometer loop that we do there, and the registration check-in is right behind the T.C. Douglas McKenzie Arts Center buildings.
What time do you want us to be there to register?
Many folks have already signed up online, but those who have not, registration is between 11 and 12 noon, and then the event kicks off at 12 noon.
And Herman, it's all ages, right? Anyone can come out.
Well, exactly. People say to me, oh, Herman, this is a run. And I say, no. It is a run. It's not competitive. It's not like the QC Marathon. You can walk, you can ride your bike, you can bring your pet, you can rollerblade. It's more of a fun day, the sort of day that Terry would want us to have.
And just so we don't scare anyone off here, if you haven't already pre-registered and you just want to show up, it's not as if you've had to raise a certain amount of money, right? Although contributions are welcome.
This is all about Terry Fox. We want to finish it for Terry. Even if you just come on down and cheer us on, that would be appreciated. But we are looking at raising money for cancer research. The Terry Fox Foundation has raised more than $950 million over the last 45 years. And like I say, we want to finish it for Terry. So many people still have cancer. Terry's dream was a world without cancer. So that's what this is all about.
Okay, so Sunday afternoon, the actual walk will start at what?
12 noon. Actually, we have the Regina Pats coming down again. They're going to lead us along the course. We have some bagpipers. And the other cool thing is we have cancer survivors. They wear red shirts, and we're going to just kind of pay tribute to them for being a cancer survivor. And some of these folks actually are still being treated. So that's a really, really special part of the event. They're called Terry team members.
Nice. You know, I had Fred Fox on the show. Fred Fox, Terry's brother, has spent countless hours himself, along with their mother, of course, over the years, spreading the word of Terry's dream. It's pretty emotional, isn't it, this walk run? When people get together and you see cancer survivors and those we've lost in the past, it's a pretty meaningful afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, so much so. And Fred and his other brother are just wonderful people. Daryl cycled across Canada. It's personal for so many people, Greg. In my case, my wife just battled breast cancer. And I know three people right now who are dealing with cancer. And the interesting thing is, young people, you know, children know all about Terry Fox because we also have the wonderful school program. And throughout the month of September, schools across Regina and Saskatchewan will be having Terry Fox run. So it's so emotional for so many people. Cancer seems to impact every family.
It certainly does, sadly. But this is a great opportunity to celebrate those we've lost, and to cheer on those that are battling themselves right now. If anyone wants to just show up, it's Sunday. Tell everyone where to go.
Sunday morning, and hopefully the sun will be shining. Just go to the T.C. Douglas McKenzie Art Gallery buildings. We'll have registration tables there. We're also going to sell some really cool Finish It Terry Fox shirts that people can purchase. And all the money, Greg, goes towards cancer research.
It's awesome. Herman, thank you so much for the update. I look forward to it on the weekend and across Saskatchewan. Thanks for enlightening us about the Terry Fox run this weekend.
And thank you, Greg. See you Sunday.